Hi everyone, and thank you for tuning in to One Health, One Community. Through this series, I hope to share knowledge in relation to One Health through discussions with guests within the UConn and surrounding community. Some guests will include professors, students, and health professionals, and our discussions will touch on classes at UConn that relate to One Health, research, and suggestions for involvement for interested students. There are many definitions of One Health, but to describe it for all listeners, the One Health Commission describes One Health as a collaborative, multi-sectoral, and transdisciplinary approach, working at local, regional, national, and global levels to achieve optimal health and well-being outcomes, recognizing the interconnections between people, animals, plants, and their shared environment. So to summarize that, One Health works to explain the connection between humans, animals, and the environment to achieve the best health for all. So my first guest today is Dr. Ghosh, and she will explain her take on One Health and her involvement on campus. She's an associate professor in the Department of Geography at UConn, and she received her PhD in geography from the University of Minnesota. She's also involved with research on campus, and she teaches classes in relation to One Health. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Debs Ghosh. It's so nice to get to talk to you more about One Health. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for giving me this opportunity to come to this session and for a podcast. Very briefly, I just want to give one or two sentences of my background. So I am an associate professor of geography department at UConn. I've been here 10 plus years, and I teach in the realm of health geography as well as my research.
So I just kind of wanted to begin the episode today with just kind of generally asking you, what does One Health mean to you?
One Health or health?
Both, I guess. I feel like they can be connected. So however you'd like to explain it.
Sure. I guess I'll start with the definition of health, which I kind of follow the one that World Health Organization has a definition of health, which is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. So to me, health is more concept or a more understanding of a preventive measure, which we think of as a positive way, than kind of a cure or an after effect of an health outcome or a disease, or more of a, like, there is a disease and I have to cure, like something which is negative. So that is what health means to me. And when I put that into the context of teaching and research, I would focus more on that term that is also present in the WHO's definition, is that overall well-being. Like overall well-being of people, and that incorporates where we live, the place around us, the environment around us. I think this is a nice segue to the One Health definition, which has been there for a long time, but I guess with more things being related and connected, I guess this whole connection between human health, animal health, and the environment we live in and how things are together is what One Health is about. So this is where I kind of put my definition of health and One Health.
I agree. I think that brings up a really important point of prevention and not just treatment, and how that all kind of falls within each other. So I think that sounds awesome. So I also know you're an associate professor here at UConn. So I was just hoping to ask a little bit more about which classes you teach and what they're like at UConn.
Sure. So at the undergraduate level, I teach a course titled Health Geography, Connecting Place, People, and Health. It is an upper division undergraduate course with an enrollment of 30 students. It has got students over the years from geography as well as MCB, then environmental sciences, individualized major, all geared towards health. But recently, I've also got students from chemistry. So that has been it's an interesting set of students that I see in my class. I also teach another undergraduate course, Globalization, which is a general education course. And a couple of topics that I cover under this course are on global health, pandemics, how different forces at the global scale, such as international trade, international politics, climate change politics, kind of affect health. And this is, as you know, it's a Gen Ed, and then 2000, it's a 2000 level class. So these topics are kind of introduced in a broader way. I do not go in depth in it, but I do give the exposure to the students about these topics. At the graduate level, I teach a course that is related to our podcast topic, is Geographic Information System for Health and Environment. This is an online course and one of our elective course for our GIS for Certificate program, which is also offered at our department. So the focus of this course is on the approach, on methodological approach, which is quite interdisciplinary now and can be used very effectively for health and environmental studies.
Those sound really interesting. Those sound like great topics. Is there one that sticks out to you as being like your favorite to either teach or learn about?
The health geography class has been really fun because I get a variety of mix of students, and with 2 years of pandemic in our lives, it has been really an exciting and engaging course. And in the pre-pandemic, I used to have final projects of community-based approach projects within the students, within UConn group projects. But with the pandemic, where the social contacts were not possible, I run a final project where the students are involved in a mock contact tracing exercise, where we talk about how place, environment, people where they live, where they work, could be a barrier for effective contact tracing. So it's all within the students. So I divide them into roles of being contact tracers, COVID-19 positive cases, possible contact. So it's a fun. So right now the students in this current semester are doing that final project.
That sounds really interesting. I haven't heard of it from many other students before. I also know that you are involved in research at UConn. So I was just hoping that we could hear a little bit more about what that's like and what your research is about.
Sure. It's always fun to talk about research. So I'll begin by saying that I'm a health geographer, and you must be wondering, as well as many, many in the listeners, what is that? So it is a subdiscipline of geography, and it is very interdisciplinary. And with that framework, I focus to study or understand the relationship and connections between place and health, where place is a multidimensional unit, where people live, connect, work, hang out together, and people can be general people, or in some of my projects, I focus on vulnerable populations as well. And within that place, I also connect the things which could be the facilitators or barriers to, in terms of healthcare access, or risk factors, or some of the positive things that can be found in our environment, in our place, that will lead to or not lead to negative health outcomes. So that's my overall focus of my research, where I see the relationships and interconnections of place, people, their health, and the environment that we live in. So that's kind of a formal way of talking about my research, but informally speaking, I generally describe my research or myself as someone who is driven to understand how health is affected by anything outside of pills, needles, and scalpels. I continuously strive to study how behavioral and place or environmental factors interact to affect human health among certain communities or regions. So in that background, some of the examples of my current research within the frameworks of social justice and intersections of different determinants of health or social determinants of health. Currently, some of the projects that are I am involved in are the impact of structural determinism and racism on health disparities. That's one. Another one, I study the barriers of access to healthcare, impact of social support or no social support at all, health disparities among vulnerable populations, such as transgender or gender diverse populations in India, African-American population in Southeast United States, homeless population. So these are some of my current research. More recently, I've been also kind of expanding this to more of a community health. And when we talk about the community health and more so at the local scale, I'm trying to make newer connections to bring in more climate change effects on health. In prior, I didn't work a lot in the climate change, but recently this is becoming more important, and I'm trying to look at this, again, going to the One Health and the holistic way of looking into some of the factors that affect community health.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think that especially now, it's really important. And I think a lot of people have brought more attention to treatments and preventions and just the interactions between different components of health that aren't necessarily like the medical components and treatments. And I know that's something that even I'm personally interested in. So that just sounds like really interesting and impactful research. So I guess my next question is going to be, how are your classes and research connected to One Health? But I think that they pretty much describe One Health.
Yeah. That's true. Like, as you can see, one of my course title is Connecting Places, People, and Health. So I focus on the connections. And some of the topics that I focus in that class, for example, emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases, zoonotic, food insecurity. This is where I think the concept of One Health is comes and overlaps, is how this, with the changes that we are seeing, climate change, environmental change, economic changes as well, is bringing our environment and people, animals, which could be the vectors and the reservoirs together. So that really increases the risk of more of emerging infectious diseases or the re-emerging, or something, a new strain, like coronavirus was there from, we have seen studies and work on coronavirus, but COVID-19 is absolutely new. So that was a novel one. So these things will happen, and we have to keep on being aware of it, study, and to mitigate these situations as much as possible. So I see a lot of connections in the teaching and in the research. I see the impact of place on health. And when we talk about place, it's just not one aspect. And that's why I said place is a multidimensional unit. You have environment, like the physical aspect, the social aspect, and also some of the policies around that, which will also lead to the shaping of our place or environment around us and what we have or we don't have. So I see a lot of connections. So I'm really glad that I got a chance to talk about my teaching and research within the framework of One Health.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for sharing with all of this. I think that one thing that I worked on, especially during the summer, was just seeing how different components of One Health are changing. And I think, kind of like you mentioned, we are interacting more with animals. And that is partially due to deforestation and just wildlife, partially with agriculture. And I know even like food safety is just another component of One Health to think about also, and pet safety. And there's just so many different aspects to think about. And so seeing the connections come together is really interesting. But the final thing that I was hoping to ask you for our listeners at UConn is what is one thing that you can suggest to students to make a positive impact in relation to One Health? Or maybe if there's some students that are really interested in One Health, how can they get further involved with it?
Sure. I think this is a very important question. Let's see. Can I say two things?
Of course.
Yeah. So I'll start with the first. First would be focus on the well-being. When I started to talk about how I perceive health or One Health, I really emphasized on the well-being aspect of it and how that well-being is formed and forming dynamically when we talk about these interactions and connections. So with that, I would really would love to see more awareness conversations around mental health in different settings. Maybe if we're talking about UConn as an university, maybe how different groups, students, faculty, and other members of the community are thinking about mental health, especially with almost 2 years of of the pandemic that we're going through. I think it would be nice because that is a positive. If we consider mental health and take a positive step towards it, it will just uplift the positive aspects of connections between health, human health, animal, and environment and place. So that's one thing that I would really want many of us to consider. A second would be, to understand the place around us and the climate change that is happening. I think that is very important, a very, very important current topic. And to understand how those changes can happen at the local level, at a regional level, this whole variation of that around different size or scale, if I have to use my disciplinary word here, let's say size. So size of that impact among different communities and environment and place, and be aware of it. So that would be my two top things in my mind right now when I think of One Health and how we should be perceiving that moving forward.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think that those are steps and topics that students are able to work towards in a manageable way, knowing that there are things like resources on campus and things like climate change rallies and just information out there to be able to make those positive impacts that you're talking about. But those were all of my questions that I had for this episode. But it was so nice learning more about One Health, and I really appreciated getting to talk to you. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity and pleasure to be a part of this initiative and this podcast. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and be sure to look out for more episodes of One Health, One Community.